Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to your February 2022 horoscopes.
Welcome.
That is Jamie Ryan, my fellow non-astrologer, hailing from Los Angeles.
And that is Austin Williams in Chicago.
Oh, bonjour.
Welcome to February. It's obviously everyone's favorite, surely, Aquarian time right now. We've been doing it for a couple weeks when you're hearing this. We've got a little further to go. The sun will be in Aquarius until February 18th. And this is a time of continued innovation, experimentation, broadening ourselves. If you're maybe interested in like astral projecting, this is a great time to do that.
Projection.
And if you don't know
what
that is.
I feel like we gave a light tutorial on that once. I can't say how good, bad, or ugly it was. But, you know, the kind of thing you find on an Angel Fire website, you know.
It was sourced from Angel Fire, surely. But, you know, maybe I'll give it another go. Anyway. That is Aquarius season. You understand it. Giving a shit about the planet, equality, etc.
etc. Our sweet idealists.
I love to be an idealist. And also, it's crushing at all times. So it's a mixed
bag.
Yeah,
absolutely it is. What's not crushing these days, really? Anyone else? You feeling it with me? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping for optimism in February, but we'll tell you what to expect. Because January, whew, what a bitch.
It's been interesting. Yeah.
Hard.
Then after the 18th, it's going to be Pisces season. And in a moment, I'll tell you about this, but we've got some big Pisces energy like already going on and like going on for
BFP. Big fucking Pisces. That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, for the first few months of the year, there's a lot of Pisces stuff going on. And so Pisces time this year might be even more elevated than usual. But it's generally like a time to reflect. Potentially, we could have the desire to withdraw a little bit for some introspection.
Introspection.
Spirituality, peace seeking. Like watery and sensitive times will be had by all. So like emotional, but not necessarily bad.
Okay.
Just water sign stuff. But yeah.
I'd like my emotions to turn from bad to just emotional. So go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a great pivot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want that for you. But just a heads up to anyone who is a water sign or maybe has like a lot of water in their chart.
Yes. Still speaking to me. Hello.
That right now, especially during Pisces season, but also for like the first quarter of the year, water sign traits might be intensified. So there might be like some extra sensitivities. So just everyone be aware of that if you've got a lot of water in your chart.
Yeah, some of us have a lot of water.
Some of us are carrying quite a few buckets.
That's right.
But that is all. That's February in a nutshell. So, Austin, what are some dates we should look out for?
Let me hit you with some of these key dates. Okay, starting out strong on the first of the month, we got a new moon in Aquarius. Listen, this transit is a powerful time for considering how we fit into larger communities. Mm. Take some time to ask yourself how you see yourself in the larger whole today. Listen, y'all, that might be tough. I don't know. I got some community feelings right now. We'll see how it goes. Carry on. On the third, Mercury goes direct in Capricorn. So after a period where you may have felt stalled in the pursuit of your goals, now you can begin to move forward with greater speed and achieve what you wish. And honestly, I mean, we love to see it. It's something I hope that truly all of us can enjoy.
Hopefully.
On the 8th, we've got the first quarter moon in Taurus. This can be a good period to focus on the actions you need to take to get through challenges that may take some time and patience, okay? So this is almost kind of that planning period, I'd say, this first quarter moon in Taurus. Then on the 14th, we've got Mercury entering Aquarius. It can be easier to think outside the box, like our sweet Aquarian friends. And flashes in insight may pop up when you least expect it. So, I don't know, open your mind. Maybe a good time to smoke a joint. Okay.
Yeah.
On the 16th, we've got a full moon in Leo. A spark is ignited in our passions and dreams. With a creative flair, you may seek to explore your desires more fully. I don't know. Passion sparked, passions, dreams ignited.
That sounds like a good time.
I'm open to it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good time. I keep talking and fiddling about, you know, wanting to learn Italian again. So
this could be in your cards. I don't know.
Stay tuned. This is some recorded accountability, mayhaps. Okay. Mm,
and we've all dabbled with that. Go on.
Ugh, resolution times. What a weird, weird energy. On February 18th, the sun enters Pisces. In the coming weeks, you can be more emotional, intuitive, mystical, and imaginative. We'd love to see it from our little Piscean friends. And last but not least, I just want to holler out on the 23rd. We've got our last quarter moon in Sagittarius. So wisdom can be helpful for better understanding, and you can use your knowledge to guide you toward letting go and freeing yourself up in some positive ways. I hope they mean emotionally. That's the energy I'm craving right now, y'all. You feel me?
Not freeing yourself up by ending friendships, quitting your job, having a dissociative fugue. Not that.
That's not what I'm personally looking for, but, you know, I understand the appeal.
Sure.
I guess we'll say.
Sure. More on that later. Sure.
More on that later, honestly. You know, more on that dissociative moment later. All of that said, I guess without further ado, it's time to get poppin'. And since we are talking so much about our Aquarian energy with my Aquarian co-host, I thought, as I like to when I can, selfishly begin this episode, this horoscope of sorts, discussing my own brethren. Hello, fellow Geminis.
Gotta balance out my birthday episode. Absolutely.
You know, gotta keep it humble.
I'm surprised you're not best month. Go on.
You know what? I mean, honestly, a true surpriser, but what did you expect when you had a show hosted by two air signs? Here we all are. So, Geminis, February 2022. This is a time of careful decisions and rain, okay? You know, only peace and careful observation can save us from disaster this month, sweet gems. So, ears and eyes up. You know, in our way, Saturn may put, you know, a great impression upon us, maybe draw our attention to important aspects of life that maybe we've been omitting.
Saturn can be a bitch like that, though.
Saturn can be a bitch like that. And initially, maybe our efforts and work may seem, you know, a little meaningless. What we're putting forth, we're like, is this really matter? But the rest of the month really could show some rewards if we stick to it. So I guess, really, my energy at the beginning of the month is like, don't be discouraged. I do say, be careful, though, that your actions do not interfere, sweet fellow gems, with the work of others, because that's a good way to make enemies this month, okay?
You don't need that.
And yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. And if you have the impression that you do not fit the work you do, maybe it's time to change the work you do, okay?
Oh, my, yeah.
Yeah, it's important to, I don't know, maybe evaluate what some of those career or, you know, I don't know, capitalist endeavors really entail and if they're the right thing for you. So, the good news for my sweet gems is that relationships will be calm and understanding this month. And for our sweet single Geminis, unfortunately, maybe not the month to look for love, February, but focusing on these other kind of big life matters will maybe hold greater importance, okay? Leaning in with a friendly approach to your platonic friends, to your partner if you're partnered, and just appreciating their, you know, relationship and contribution. I would say, if anything, a month to express gratitude and keep our heads down, you know, best of our ability, I guess I should say. And on that note, who are we talking about next?
Speaking of trying not to start a fight, let's do Aries.
So, I'll start a fight.
I know. We'll see what happens. We'll tell you guys next month if Austin got into a fight or not in February.
There you go.
But Aries, you guys, it's going to be a mixed bag. So let's start with the positive. This February, Aries is going to have like an elevated ability to empathize with others. And this special ability is going to have the potential to create some strong friendships with some very interesting people. These could be new friendships or strengthened old friendships that are kind of going new places. But with these people, you can kind of like maybe pass on your experiences to each other. Like life experiences, professional experiences, kind of like expand horizons together. And maybe you end up doing a project together. That could be a fun thing or like a lucrative thing, perhaps. We can't know for sure, but things are getting like socially, professionally exciting for you this month, Aries. So on to the health. I'm going to put up a yellow flag here. Your health, medium poor, maybe we'll say.
So I don't like to hear that.
It's not the best. During February, you might be prone to health problems. So while you are jazzed about these new friendships and opportunities we just talked about, and I'm thinking about my brother, who I am fairly sure is touring right now, you should not overdo it in February. Maybe slow down a little bit if possible. Like, I know you're excited, there's new stuff, but like, also take time to recover. At least enough time that you can make solid decisions, not act impulsively, and also like not get yourself sick.
There you go.
There you go. Health continued. Little coda, addendum here, a little more. Sorry.
Oh, addendum.
Waning energy. So all the energy that powers the Aries will slowly be decreasing from the beginning of the year through February, which is unfortunate, and I'm sorry about that, but maybe just lean into like watching more movies. But you should apparently take especially good care of your health between the new moon and the full moon in February. And you can rewind if you need to hear those dates again, because I surely didn't write them down. But in that period, just try not to run yourself down.
BYOC, bring your own citation. We've said it here before. We'll say it again.
It's my favorite new crutch. And on that note, who is next?
Next, we are speaking of the Cancers, the little crabs. Speaking of crutches, what if we imagined a crab using crutches? Wouldn't that be cute?
I love that. I'm going to draw that later. Thank you.
Oh, a beautiful image. Hello, sweet Cancers. I hope you're not on crutches, but if you are, I hope that you regrow your pinchers just as the crustaceans do.
And that no one around you has Munchausen's by proxy. Sorry.
Absolutely. And now I think we've exhausted as far as we could take that metaphor. Okay, hello. February will be the time in which Cancers should really focus on the family, Dr. James Dobson, and emotional stability, okay? Listen, thanks to achieving family harmony this month, you sweet crabs will be able to implement other plans, which is why a good atmosphere among family members is crucial for you, okay? Crucial. In February, our sweet crab friends will achieve goals slowly, but thanks to their support, and a lot of this could be familial, okay? The location of Saturn this month also is coming for you, sweet Cancers, and its operation is extremely scrupulous, okay? Mm-hmm. February, with that said, is a good time to be contemplative. It's worth thinking about your own behavior, maybe reflecting on the past so that you can build a better future. And if you are looking for a job this month, sweet crabs, February is the perfect time to send applications. Many potential employers may invite you to interview, and we love to see it. That said, major financial decisions, make them at the beginning of the month, okay? Don't put them off. Make haste in this case, okay? I do think I would like to give you the fair warning that, you know, absolutely, if you can, avoid making decisions about things that could have long-term consequences, because you will unconsciously take on commitments that will affect your life over the years, okay?
Oh my, over the
you
years.
You know, don't rush to break up a relationship. Single crabs, don't force anything on yourself, okay? And truly, maybe something we can all enjoy is that exercising and a healthy diet really could give you a spurt of energy this month, okay? You know, also some people would tell you to reduce alcohol consumption, and I'm just here to say do whatever the fuck you want.
It's
I don't know if I buy
you.
Into that. Okay, yeah. It's up to you. It's your choice. But, sweet crabs, if you are suffering from a lack of cash this month, the situation will only change in the last week of the month, okay? So until then, you may have to tighten that belt. Save a little bit heavier, not be so spendy, and be wise when you finally get more money, because the financial problems, they may linger a little bit for you. And I don't like to say that, but I'm, you know, just listen from from other people's opinions, that seems to be what's happening. I'm not an astrologer. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Leo. Speaking of irresponsible spenders. So,
okay.
I didn't plan to do these pivots each time, and they're not great, but I'm doing them anyway.
We're leaning in. Okay.
Leo, this month, I'm going to say not great, but silver lining to your month. The good is that you'll be feeling extra creative. You're going to have like
extra
lots of ideas. You're going to have kind of a clear formula of how to implement these ideas. You're going to be like ready to go. I don't know if you're launching a new business or you're just doing a project for fun that you're jazzed about. But you have a lot of ideas and you also know the steps that need to be taken. Hold on to that because like other things could be a little, just like a little tough. But while you are experiencing this boost of creativity, these plans and ideas, you also might be feeling more introverted than usual. So I know you're typically like a very, very social person, but right now it might be better to like spend some time alone with these ideas. They might actually develop better privately rather than kind of showing someone a half-baked thing and then maybe getting scared because they don't understand it. Maybe just a little time alone, creative, thoughtful time alone. However, this is the tough part. As you're wanting to go on whatever this creative or entrepreneurial venture is, you have to take into account that something will have to be sacrificed. There's not just
something's gotta give.
Endless room, yeah, in your life, Leos. I'm so sorry. And so just as any new venture takes resources, it also closes doors to some things and opens doors to other things. So this month could be a good time to like pause and think rationally, consider the pros and cons, maybe even like talk to a Libra. That could be especially helpful. Someone who is good at seeing both sides of things, almost maybe to a fault. So ask them what they think. Socially in February, as I mentioned, you'll be feeling like a little bit more introverted, but beyond that, like you will be selfish and that's okay, but just like, you know, check it.
You're a Leo.
It happens. I tell you this once every 3 months, I think. And it's fine.
Minimum.
But just know that like in February, it might be like a little tough for you to socialize, but also it's Pisces season and people are feeling like introverted and reflective anyway. So just don't like push yourself. It's like totally okay to take a break from social events, even if people expect you to be there. It's okay to break that expectation. And speaking of expectations, when Leos don't have things go as they expect, they can often like take risks as part of their problem solving. And I feel that because I definitely do that too. I love a risk as a fix, but for you guys, usually these risks have paid off, but at this time it's going to be good for you to keep in mind that sometimes consequences of these risks can be catastrophic. So maybe think twice this time and maybe once again revisit that Libra who could be so helpful in once again weighing all the pros and cons before you do something overly hasty and feisty. And lastly, I will say that unfortunately in February, you will not really feel like yourself, and some time alone could help you kind of just get, I hate to say this, but recentered with your own personality rather than...
Disgusting, but okay.
Absolutely. It's okay. You can hate me, but, you know, get in touch with yourself again. And on that disgusting note, who is next?
Next, we are speaking of the Capricorns. Hello, sweet Caps. February for you will be a time to focus also heavily on family, maybe like the crabs, and not just family, but also just your general private matters. We are, you know, talking about Capricorns. We know you are private, yeah. Okay? You may conclude that loved ones are the most important thing. Maybe you're really leaning into the fact that your happiness, while inextricably linked maybe to your own success at times, is also inextricably linked to the satisfaction of the people you love and care about. Might be a time in a month that you'll take more care of a family atmosphere in your home. Maybe ensuring to gather people who are, you know, the ones that support you, the ones that are dear to you, and really celebrate with each other, kind of commemorate the good things, you know, be them big or small this month, sweet Capricorns. Also, you know, listen, this kind of contact and time spent with folks may help you feel safer, okay? You know, you're aware that in the event of problems, if something were to arise, that you can count on the help of these folks. And we know you love stability, sweet Capricorns. We know you do. Listen, I also know you, and I know that this isn't even a warning because we know you're not going to do it, but you're not going to completely ignore your professional affairs. Again, you're a Capricorn. The more, I just want to say that the prospect of perhaps even a promotion and improvement in the financial situation could emerge while you really are still spending this time focusing on your family, Dr. James Dobson.
Absolutely.
So February will be really, you know, a time of social gatherings, maybe some lightheartedness, a little joy, a little carefree stuff. We love it, okay? Maybe we'll see some, you know, celebrity Capricorns get engaged or something.
Oh,
I don't
my.
Know. Listen, I'm just throwing things out there, okay? I will say that in romance, sweet Capricorns, listen, the personal charm and the Capricorn attraction is going to be very strong in February, okay? Single people will not be interested in short romances, okay? You sweet Caps may be looking for someone more permanent, aware that, you know, a momentary fascination will not sustain you, not help with your choice, but, you know, not, I say, you know, a good acquaintance, you know, could be a potential partner, but you're going to be needing more than that, and you'll really sense that this month, okay? Relationships for the sweet Caps will be taken over by those permanent partners, and if you're bored with maybe, you know, some passive love, maybe it's time to shake things up, okay? I do want to say that you may, as you lean into, you know, changes at work and with family and this love situation, a lot of it sounds really good, but there might just be a little bit of like a nervous energy and atmosphere. Perhaps that's related to some of the larger responsibilities that, you know, you're taking on, be them, you know, with your superiors at work or within your little family unit. And I want to say that if, you know, some of these new situations or areas that you spend time in, you don't feel like quite suit you, you know, take the opportunity to step away and relax and kind of quiet yourself if you can. But it's okay to acknowledge that, you know, even with good, great things, there are sometimes nerves around it. Who are we talking to next?
Now we are going to do Taurus. Taurines.
Hello, Taurines.
Welcome to February, carnival season. Taurines, February. It's going to be work, and also more work. And that, like, that's not a bad thing necessarily, but that's like where your power is going to be at too. So like it's a pretty good month. But your motivation to work will multiply, and work is going to be really the main life activity for most of February. But you're probably, wow. I know that sounds terrible to me, but apparently you'll be into it
to each their own.
Yeah, just like high doses of motivation and determination to work. I don't know if you're like avoiding something else, but regardless, you could make a shitload of money this month. So whatever your hustle is, I guess if you go hard, it will work at this time. Mm. This determination is partly due to feeling restless, so it's not for nothing. I guess you're feeling like maybe a little bit agitated, itchy underneath in your muscles, needing to do things
constantly. It all.
Haven't thought about that song in a while. But Taurines, Mars is going to be rubbing on you. And that's why you won't be able to sit still, just like so much energy. And while this can be overwhelming at times, this Mars rub, if you will have
rubbing up on you.
A very positive effect once again on your work. So everything's happening at work this month. You will continuously
get physical. Oh,
at work. Yes. Come up with new ideas. You'll enjoy being in the working environment, whatever that means for you. And you won't be able to stop thinking about work even at home. This sounds truly horrible, but you're...
Honestly, this is my fucking nightmare. Go on.
I guess just like trucking along, little Taurian is so happy. Maybe you're receiving a lot of affirmation there. You're just into it. Anyway, all of this work obsessing and this brown nosing, I assume, could...
Good for you.
Really...
One I'm of a brown us noser.
Advocates
Carry on.
For that.
I was in my younger years, once upon a time. Okay.
We differ in that way. But I respect your methods. Anyway, all of this brown nosing and work obsessing could really improve your relationship with your supervisor. You know, so that's cool. Then on to your health stuff, which is similar to the Aries. I'm just going to say, while you are going so hard and you're like agitated by Mars in a work
agitation
way. Yeah, it's your blood is pumping. Just be careful not to overwork because it could backfire in the form of a health problem.
Uh-oh.
And also be careful not to like overeat because like that can exhaust your digestive tract or something. So I don't know if anyone has like a bowel disease like me, just be careful this month if you're a
irritable
Taurus.
Bowel syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely. Socially, things look good. Spending time with friends, once again, tons of energy. But you might not be as interested in socializing as usual because, once again, you're thinking about work at all times. But you're going to be making that money. And in, you know, sexuality, love kind of stuff, you definitely have that opportunity if you're a single person or a person who's looking for a new partner, whatever that means for you, to find some people who are not into like rules or labels. So if you're interested in that, you may have kind of an open sexual opportunity in front of you this February. And who is next?
Next, we are speaking of the sweet Libras. Hello, Libras, you little peacemakers. Listen. This month is a time that really you should take notice of others around you. What does it mean, paying attention to others? I tell you what, listen, there's going to be harmony and peace at your home, and it's going to be a time that you'll be able to develop your career, but not only you and your matters are important, but also perhaps, you know, the problems of friends, loved ones, countrymen, Romans, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And cooperation and compromise will be very important, especially at work, sweet Libras. Well, we know you're the masters of compromise, okay? So maybe you're really just in your element.
Mm-hmm.
All to say, acting alone this month could bring some damage, causing you maybe trouble when communicating with others, okay? You have to adapt to the situation, not to other people this month, though, okay? This can be difficult for you because people who are born under the sign of Libra do not like it when they have to, I don't know, ruffle other feathers, equate with others. Okay?
They love to be everyone's best friend.
That's right. Okay?
Hate to be hated.
Who doesn't, honestly? Here's the thing. Previous investments have begun to generate income, and that can be used for all sorts of pleasures, okay? This month, sweet Libras, you can invest and deal with money, but you have to be careful not to do it, overdo it with optimism, okay? I think that's advice, truly, we can all enjoy.
Sure.
Generally, February will be a time conducive to a relaxed approach to life, and it can't be ruled out that you might spend a little time on romance this month.
Oh my, a petite
maybe
romance.
Maybe a joyous flirtation, the enjoyment of feelings that could add a little energy, maybe a determination to act.
Oh my.
So, listen, lean into it. Combine entertainment with perhaps physical activity. All right.
It's entertaining too.
I'm open to it. Listen, changes that are larger, you know, kind of all-encompassing life changes this month, I will say again, gonna have the greatest chance of success carried out in the first half of the month. The first half seems like more of the time for action, okay, than the second half for many of our signs. So perhaps advice we can all enjoy. And you, sweet Libras, if you feel an emotional flutter in the middle of the month, maybe a little sorrow interwoven with some of that joy and hyperactivity, I want you to know that, you know, if you have a little grief, if what you're feeling at that time, remember, it might have quite an impact on other people this month.
Mm-hmm.
You're very intertwined with relationships. So before you maybe criticize any person openly, maybe that is causing some of these feelings, I just encourage you to think about whether you're right or whether the person that you are speaking to about this is the right audience, okay? Maybe think about the motives that are guiding folks, and maybe you'll discover that changes in your perception of this person or your actions are really necessary when you look at it from another perspective. You love to do it, you little compromiser. Okay, that said, Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, it's going to be Pisces time. And it is almost your time. So happy early birthday to the February.
Happy early birthday.
Pisces among us. And it will be like a fairly calm month for you guys. So congrats on that. Nothing crazy coming down the pipe. Health, let's just start there. Medium, not amazing, maybe prone to having some problems with your airways, maybe like upper respiratory infection. I'm not going to call it anything. Just be aware of your upper airways in February.
Be aware.
And the best thing you can do for this is maybe just like skip a couple of evenings out, especially if they're like later nights, because sleeping is going to be super important. Also like your eating habits. I'm not telling you to not go out drinking, but I'm just saying like maybe be aware that like sometimes that can like exacerbate a dormant illness if it's hanging out there, you know. And you should maybe use this time period to sort out your priorities, have some rest, just like recover a little bit, because your body's not going to be like bouncing back as fast from going out right now for some reason. Social skills. This is going to be convenient that you're going to stay in a little bit more because your social skills will not be at peak this month. You might feel like a little bit strange around other people. And it's really okay if you would rather spend some time alone, maybe like reading a book, learning a new language, just enhance yourself some other way if you feel like you have to do something. But it's like okay to not do social things at this time because you're gonna be weird anyway. Sorry, I'm saying it. You're gonna be weird.
Oh man.
And by that, I mean that in February, Pisces will be pretty tense and maybe like a little temperamental with others. And that combined with feeling antisocial, it's just not like a recipe for the best time. So in order to avoid conflicts, just, you know, less is more. If there's a moment of confrontation, give people the benefit of the doubt if possible. Because, you know, you might be feeling a little bit extra agitated. You might pop off a little bit easier. So benefit of the doubt is always a good place to start. And apparently, and I do remember this from last month, you might have like an underlying health condition that's been popping up like since November here and there. This is like a really important time to pay attention to that. And I know I like hit you with it up top, but like you guys really have like a bunch of health stuff in your chart. And so like if there's chronic illness afoot, please take care of yourselves in whatever way that is. And who is next?
Next, we are speaking of the Virgos. Hello, Virgos.
Hello.
Listen, February for you is going to require some flexibility. Maybe your ability to kind of take a larger focus, because you will have to make sure that your focus spreads both professionally and personally this month, okay? And to make this time fruitful for you, it's really important that if you are having, you know, ideas, different ways of doing things in any matter or area of your life, okay? It's important that you're not afraid to express these ideas, because I think your success quite literally depends on your ability to express these ideas and the bars that you set for yourself, okay? The change of Mercury's location will really focus your attention perhaps on students or education. Maybe you're in an academic field, or maybe, in fact, you are thinking about, you know, returning to a classroom setting yourself, or leaning into a new degree, a new skill, or even just a side class in a passionate way, okay? But acquiring knowledge will be a very big theme this month for you, sweet Virgos, and definitely something that can help put you in a strong position for your long-term goals, be them professional or personal, okay? Either way, any kind of further training you can dive into this month will really improve your personal image, perhaps, and bring on positive changes, okay? There's a lot of, I don't know, financial energy, it seems like, for a lot of folks this month.
Sure.
And I hate to report it, but I do see February is not a great financial month for our sweet Virgo friends. They're definitely in this, though.
Mm-mm.
No. You know, there might be a drastic change in portfolio wealth, if that's something you have. Or maybe just, you know, you get hit with an unexpected expense. So maybe a time to just be careful when spending or investing, however that looks for you and in your life, okay? You know, maybe taking this hit, or maybe, you know, seeing your savings just perhaps a little bit lower than you prefer it, it might encourage you to analyze your expenses and revise maybe the validity of some. Mm. So maybe a good time to use it as an opportunity to adjust and reassess, okay?
Oh my.
February.
Get rid of the timeshare?
I mean, maybe time to get rid
Speaking
of the timeshare.
Speaking of Virgos that I know, sorry.
Okay, well, February will end with the sign of love, okay? So to experience happiness with your partner, sweet Virgo, this is not a month to hurry anything, but let the situation develop at its own pace. And in February, there's a good chance to meet maybe an interesting person, maybe somebody from outside of your normal social circles, maybe even someone from a different place, city, town, country, whatever it is, who might be, you know, perhaps a love interest for you, okay? The changes in the position of the moon at the end of the first quarter of the year make it a good time to move or do any kind of home refresh. So something we love to see. Maybe it's an opportunity to kind of harmonize your physical space with maybe this new love life or what other social endeavors you're getting into. I also just want to mention to you, sweet Virgos, as a bit of parting intel that perhaps a very influential person could be introduced to you during a social meeting. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to not take that lightly. It might be worth taking care, you know, of this knowledge, because perhaps thanks to their contacts or who this person is, you know, you might be able to improve upon your own circumstance or maybe start a career in a new industry, make a connection that could help you take the next step that you've been trying to make in your current one. And just in to that point, don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to be bold, and don't be afraid of hard work. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, we are going to do the Aquarians. And I would have said speaking of hard work, but I don't think that that's accurate for many of us. So, Aquarians, I guess happy birthday late and early to many of us. This is our most special time when everyone maybe understands us just a little bit more than usual. Or maybe not. Maybe that's just my wishful thinking. Anyway, what's February? What's going on? So we will be feeling amorous and intense. And what I mean by that is like in that mostly good, like coming of age teen movie kind of way.
My favorite genre. Yes.
Yes. But I'm going to say watch out, because that also I'm just like, is that mania? Could that be mania for some of us? So tread carefully. But February, regardless, will be a month full of love for hopefully all of us, looks like most of us. And if we are partnered, our feelings will experience a spike of being like stronger than ever or usual. I don't want to say ever. I don't want to oversell it for you. I don't know what your relationship is like. But what's going on is that we are experiencing like every moment of our life like way more intensely than usual. And I am looking forward to this, but also a little bit nervous about it, because that is a bit overwhelming. Can't be like teen romance vibes all the time, but maybe like a little bit like teen romance vibes with your like long-term honey. So like that's fun. And if you are a single Aquarian, you could potentially meet like a fun new person, and it could be equally exciting because, you know, fun new relationship feelings plus this crazy coming of age shit that's happening inside of us for some reason. It's not the worst. It's interesting. But traveling could be good for all of us at this time. We can look forward to being like fairly relaxed. Again, this could be like a good time for a romantic trip, or it could be a good time for like maybe a wellness retreat with a group of people. I know that's like a strange specific thing, but I don't know. Maybe you could do some group healing at this time. Get a little
group
sound bath.
Group healing, okay.
I believe that in February, I will be receiving a sound bath. More on that later, though.
Oh, great. I'm pro sound bath.
It's for a Pisces birthday, so that makes more sense, you know. But
absolutely,
that's
it does.
A surprise,
okay.
So keep that to ourselves. Anyway, on to a little bit of financial stuff, Aquarians. We may struggle with money a little bit, and by that I mean overspending. And like we might struggle with like overindulgence in all areas, like sexually, like with food, with alcohol, with spending. And so this is why I say up top, like, is this a coming of age teen feeling or is this mania that some of us are going to experience?
A question.
A good question, I think. So just keep tabs on that. But like, this could be a, you know, a high intensity month of fun. But be careful about overspending because like we could potentially really fuck ourselves up like for March or April. And I don't know about you, but I'm just like not trying to like carry extra debt like into the spring. That's not for me. Anyway, Aquarians, just be careful. Enjoy your birthdays. Do a bunch of crazy shit. And who is next?
Next, we are speaking. Unfortunately, it is time for superlatives.
Oh my.
And that means we are speaking of who is having the worst month ever.
I couldn't do it. It's fine. Good. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Listen, I'm sorry to report this month in February, Sagittarians. It is you. It is not your month.
Listen, love you anyway.
This is a month of mood swings, okay? Oh my. This is a month where your emotions may take control of you. Oh. I'm going to warn you to not let this happen, but I don't know that I can even make a difference now, okay? Stopped. Listen, especially in conversations with people who have different opinions of you and do not intend to admit you are, you know, maybe correct or call a truce for peace. I mean, you could really dig yourself into an incredible hole this month, okay? Deep hole, yeah. And while, like some of our other pals this month, I don't have big, you know, professional or financial concerns for you, I do think that this year, in February in particular, but as 2022 goes on, you need to watch out for fleeting romances, okay? Oh my. These are going to do more harm than good for you, okay? You need to think twice before flirting, okay? There's a person who might make
guard
a great...
your heart.
You need to guard your heart, okay? But listen, there's a person this month who might make a great impression on you, okay? And over time, they're going to turn out to be problematic, quarrelsome, and entangled in problems that you simply cannot handle, okay?
Yeah.
Villains are entering your realm this month, Sagittarians.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes in the grass, okay? That's right. Relationships, it might be a time that you feel like you need to, you know, come to solve problems and work on flaws. You know, open conversations will be needed. But to that point, you are going to have to recognize this month, sweet, unfortunate Sagges, that you are not blameless, okay? You're not blameless. And some of this controversy that I'm warning you about with mood swings and picking fights with people, don't take that energy into your relationship. Don't be trying to poke holes in things. Don't be trying to make the other person out to be the villain, okay? Because you're not blameless. And the sooner that you admit that and have an open and vulnerable conversation with these people that you're having a little bit of friction with, the easier this will be. Those kind of discussions could, and I hope, will make the relationship better and more consistent, but not if you don't apply yourself, okay? And you got a propensity for things to go awry this month, all right? But, you know, I guess really I just want you to not be frightened of these genuine talks. Because even if there is a quarrel, you know, there is an opportunity for an agreement and a smoothing over, okay? I also just want to say, giving you the health warnings here, you're another one. Listen, don't neglect your health. It's going to make things worse this month. You know, it's a time that you really do need to take care of yourself because it seems like if you're not really putting effort forth and focusing on that, things are going to get bad and they're going to get bad quickly. Okay, listen, not everything's terrible. The rays of hope are that I'm not worried about you at work and like financial problems are not happening, okay? Just remember that extravagance still not advisable this month in February for you or for just about damn near anybody else in the zodiac. And with that unfortunate news, Jamie, let's turn the tables. Who is having the best month ever?
Let's do it. And I'll do one more transition. Speaking of snakes in the grass, they can slither right on by those Sagittariuses and come to stand upright as Scorpios. So, Scorpios
having the best month. You know I hate to see it.
You are having the best month, you guys. February communication and negotiation is going to be a great strength of yours across the board. And you can really like put this to use in every area of your life. And honestly, this you should remember this month later. When everything goes your way this month, remember that maybe it's because you were like a great communicator slash negotiator that one time. Just that once, remember.
Maybe
about that.
Maybe rub off on the Sagges who need that help.
They do find them. So for example, this great strength at work, where like the Taurines, you will achieve some significant success in February. Maybe a bonus, maybe a promotion, maybe some side money. Please don't embezzle. I know you guys love secrets, but that's not a good secret to have. But as you're having this success, just don't let it go to your head. That could like trigger your colleagues and like make them hate you and like undo all of this extra charm and communication skill that you're currently hoarding. That could all go away if you let your success go to your head. But that's really my only warning. This month is going to be a perfect time to, if you are a partnered Scorpion, to deepen your relationship. It's going to be some good opportunity for that. Long talks, long dates if you're someone who's not living with a partner yet. You know, just like a lot of good quality time together. Maybe it's time to start thinking about like moving in together or like whatever like a next step would be. This could be like a good and easier time to have discussions like that. So maybe take advantage of that because the stars will be on your side. I can't believe I said that. Anyway, single Scorpions, you guys can expect like the usual bevy of partner options for short-term relationships this month. But also... Oh, sure. There is also the potential to form a more lasting bond if that's something that you would be interested in at this time. It could happen. And Scorpions, you will be very successful in terms of your career. As I mentioned, like money stuff is good, like you're getting bonuses potentially, but also like your supervisors are going to appreciate you. You know why? Because you're being really amicable. That communication. Remember this later when you're quarrelsome as fuck and moody. But this month right now, your colleagues really enjoy you. They're not like secretly whispering about how difficult you are behind your back. Not at this time.
And not at this time.
You should undoubtedly do this again later. Anyway, the journey will be even smoother when it comes to things at home, whether that's with a partner, with family. I don't know if you have children, but you can look forward to like a very harmonious time. Just like ease with your relationships.
Ease on down the road.
And I'll say it just one more time that this is probably because of your demeanor, your vibe, the ease with which you're approaching other people.
And oh, sure.
Your lack of palpable secrets, maybe. Just a thought. Anyway.
Don't have those palpable secrets, Scorpions.
Congratulations on having a wonderful February. I am sure you're going to fuck a ton. Maybe that's why you're having a great month, because people are more like down to bone or like let you fuck them in the ass like for Valentine's Day. So
Scorpios, they're ruled by the genitals, y'all. We've said it once. We'll say it again.
It's fantastic for you guys. And that concludes our intensive 3-week course, but also these February 2022 horoscopes. Austin, if they wanted to find us on the internet later or right now, where would they do that?
Listen, sweet loves, as always, you can find us on the internet via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod, and on Twitter at WAYLTTweets. Horo means whore and scope means scope.
And that concludes our intensive 3-week course. I love that so much. And we will see you next Thursday for our firm season 8 premiere.
Get ready. Bye.
Bye.